gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Happy Friday, 6 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number, toll-free from anywhere. Michael Tomosky from the Daily Beast, who I want to date and kiss and marry on the big show today, and sexy liberal John Fugel saying, might I have a drum roll, please? It is finally time for the big sexy liberal 2013, final 2013 sexy liberal West Coast show. Why, Chris, who has won the West Coast lottery?
With Washington gridlock, Tea Party obstruction, economic chaos.
I'm sick of it, I'm sick of it.
There's only one way to get into the holiday spirit.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's kick back and get into the spirit.
Just in time for the holidays, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to Seattle. On Saturday, December 14th, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and your favorite progressive radio star, Stephanie Miller, will perform live at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, Washington. Tickets are available at stgpresents.org. Come celebrate Prismachana Stefa Kwanzaa.
The war on Christmas was worse than you thought.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, December 14th at the Paramount Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to stgpresents.org.
Yay! Thank you, Shano. Very, very exciting.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Seattle won the West Coast lottery. We have the most amazing, loyal fans in Seattle and Portland, and we want to say thank you. And so our final 2013 show, and then our whole 2014 schedule is going to be announced soon.
That's right.
I'm a little bit excited. Oh, and we're hoping for no glitches or anomalies.
Right.
Like
with
in healthcare.gov. Roland, Sexy Liberal Tour Director Roland Scahill writes, we're all good. I just said a silent prayer to the patron saint of showbiz, Cher, that everything goes
Yes.
on the website. Because our box offices tend to explode. And they all of the shows sell out. So go, get it now. The links just went live right this second.
And I just posted a link at your Facebook page, and Travis just tweeted a link out.
There you go.
So you have no excuse.
Right. Do it. Get it. All right. Big partay.
Yeah.
And all our Steph heads coming from Rocky Mountain Mike and the whole crew coming from around the country. For the big, it's the big December 14th. It's holiday. It is Chris Mahana, Kwanzaa, Stefa. Come.
Sure.
Come see us. Okay. I'm sure Julie in Seattle will be there. The famous Julie in Seattle. She tweeted me. Ari Melber tweeted. And this is really important to mention with all this screaming going on right now. Under Obama, the deficit is falling from 10% of the GDP to 3%. And the second fun fact, only 6% of America knows it.
That's right.
So, there. This ridiculousness in the hearings. Like, they're trying to be, how might we help? How might we help the Affordable Care Act work better? We're so concerned about this website. Please.
But if you heard the contractors yesterday, they really did a poor job.
They were blaming McLamersons.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they should have had a little more time to test it out on the front end. You know, they had a deadline. They should have been able to test it out way before that deadline.
Yeah. Well, I mean, part of it, and Howard Dean talked about this, Chairman, Governor, Doctor.
Sure.
We call him by all his titles because that's how much we respect him.
Yes.
But he was saying, and I heard a bunch of people on Ed's show yesterday. Oh, I'll be on the Ed show on MSNBC today, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay.
As I am most Fridays.
Yes.
But they were all making the same point, too. Republicans share some of the blame for this because they have, you know, he said they've done everything they can to throw a monkey wrench in the works and slow things up and not release funding and yada, yada, yada. So, I mean, this is to be expected, I think. I mean, in terms of and how many people can point out how many glitches there were in Medicare? People forget because it didn't happen yesterday.
Yeah.
Somebody was saying it took 2 years to get Medicare up and running smoothly. Oh, by the way, we have to give a big Stephanie Miller show to our good friend, Representative Frank Pallone of the great state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Who lost it a little bit at the hearings. Oh, the Republicans are having hearings, of course, about the website.
I started out in my opening statement saying there was no legitimacy to this hearing, and the last line of questioning certainly confirms that. HIPAA only applies when there's health information being provided. That's not in play here today. No health information is required in the application process. And why is that? Because pre-existing conditions don't matter. So once again, here we have my Republican colleagues trying to scare everybody.
Will the gentleman yield?
No, I will not yield to this monkey court or whatever this thing
is. This is not a monkey court.
Do whatever you want. I'm not yielding. I am trying to tell you that the problem here,
protecting American citizens,
no pre-existing conditions,
a legitimate concern of this committee.
The pre-existing conditions don't matter. HIPAA doesn't apply. There's no health information in the process. You're asked about your address, your date of birth. You're not asked health information. So why are we going down this path? Because you are trying to scare people so they don't apply, and so therefore the legislation gets delayed or the Affordable Care Act gets defunded or it's repealed. That's all it is, hoping people won't apply.
Freebird! I will not yield to this monkey court. And then what did Barton say? I beg your pardon. This is not a... Rock on, Frank Pallone. All right,
great.
Yeah. He's a little busy today.
Yeah, he has a thing.
We'll probably get him on next week.
Early next week, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, God bless the people that are trying to get the correct information out. This is what I was saying about they keep trying to scare the people anyway. They go, oh, they want too much information. They're asking all sorts of personal. No, first of all, they can't. That's the whole point of it. Like, as he was saying, you can't discriminate anymore about pre-existing conditions. So there's no, they're not asking you about health information because it doesn't matter anymore. Pardon me.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Oh, good.
By the way, we've had yet another congressman calls Obama a tar baby.
Yeah.
You know how we liberals always scream racism just out of nowhere, right? Get some crazy idea that they have some sort of... In the heat of the political debate over the debt ceiling last week, Representative Doug Lamborn, Republican of Colorado...
Uh-huh.
Said that being associated with President Obama would be similar to touching a tar baby.
Oh. Oh, my God.
He said, even if some people say, well, the Republicans should have done this or they should have done that, they will hold the president responsible. Now, I don't want to even be associated with him. It's like touching a tar baby and, you know, you get it, you know, you get stuck and then you're part of the problem and now you can't get away. His spokesperson said the comments were a misunderstanding.
How can you misunderstand that?
I think she means we misunderstand how really big a racist douchebag he is. You ought to see what he says in private. Oh, I'm sorry.
That was a misunderstanding.
And he apologizes.
Oh, good.
They released a statement. Congressman Lamborn regrets any misunderstanding. He simply meant to refer to a sticky situation or quagmire.
Well, then why didn't you say sticky situation or quagmire instead of the racially tinged term tar baby?
Right. Why do we say the apologies are always better than the first thing, right?
Yeah.
We regret the misunderstanding from some oversensitive tar baby lovers may have had to the congressman's. All right. And what the next thing you know, they're going Newsbusters is going to say Frank Pallone was that was a racist thing to say, monkey court.
Monkey court.
Right?
Huh?
No, they will. They're like, see, they do it too. It's the newsbusters, see, they do it too.
Oh.
Right. All right. There's some great stuff about this, including Charles Blow. Don't make a joke.
Is that who you are, what you do?
In the New York Times. Republicans are pretending they care about the problems encountered in signing up for a system that many of them are bent on destroying. And he just makes a lot of great points. This absolutely is a monkey court. This is ridiculous. They're making it seem like, we're so conservative for the American people now. Why can't we get people affordable health care more quickly after we've gone to such lengths to help? Lord. All right. By the way, speaking of your health, any sexy liberals need to lose a little weight to get in shape for sexy liberal? This will help. Do you have it? The Rush thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is because I was saying to you guys that I need to take off a couple pounds because I unwisely named a show Sexy Liberal and I am going to be 112 years old by the time the show happens December 14th in Seattle. I guarantee you this will make you vomit and I'm guessing maybe lose, I'd say, 5 to 7 pounds. This was Rush Limbaugh interviewing Dick Cheney a couple days ago.
You're also missed. If I can say that, I know I speak for millions in this audience. You You were profoundly appreciated. And you took all the arrows, as pioneers do. You took hit after hit, and you remained who you are, and you remained focused, and there's such an immense amount of respect and love for you out there. And your perseverance here and your devotion to service, you and Rumsfeld both, I mean, you've given your lives to your country. You've taken all kinds of slings and arrows for it, and I just want you to know I am at the top of the list among people that have a great sense of appreciation for what you've done.
Well, thanks a lot, Rush. That means the world coming from you.
Well, I'm flattered, but you really, it's an honor to have been able to know you and get to know your family and your friends, and we wish you the best, Mr. Vice President. Keep on.
All right, Rush. Good luck.
No.
I can fit into my sexy liberal jeans again. Why, good. Fabulous.
That was kind of gross.
Have you ever heard a bigger circle jerk? That was...
Yeah.
Really?
I'm surprised you could say anything with, you know, Cheney's
his
bleep
tongue
in his
so
mouth.
Far up his...
Bleep. Wow.
Gack.
Hey, we're sounding like a couple of those homo spiders that we'll talk about next.
What?
Yes, homo spiders.
Oh, wow.
It's a new study about how many spiders are homos. We'll talk about that 17 minutes after the hour. We continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Join the party. 1-800-STEPH-12.
Stephanie Miller.
Said you want to walk me home from school. Well, I said, yes, I do. She said, I don't like Friday's days, and that ain't what it takes to love me like I want to be loved by you.
I get it. All right, the box office in Seattle has officially exploded, and so far, no glitches or anomalies. Like the affordable all character. All right, so yeah,
we're better than Obamacare.
We're going to celebrate our recent victories and get revved up for 2014, December 14th at the Paramount Calling, the Paramount Theater in Seattle. Sexy liberal, back in town.
It's a holiday miracle,
right? Oh my God. Okay.
But how are we going to conduct the war on Christmas with a holiday miracle? Damn it!
Ha ha!
Ruined our plans.
I just wanted to make Bill O'Reilly and Baby Jesus cry by starting Sexy Liberal again in December. Uh-huh.
And all I'm sticking up for is the Baby Jesus.
Well, I hate to blind you with science, so this is the morning. But that's, you know, liberals, we believe in science. Jim, did you know billions of insects have gay sex accidentally?
Really? Wow.
You know how it is.
Sure.
Sometimes you slip and your...
Right.
...ends up in another guy's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. Accidents.
Sure.
Accidents happen. All right, I need some science stack music. Scientists say the billions of insects have gay sex accidentally.
Yep. They're not very observant, are they?
No, they don't pick anybody up to check what's underneath.
It's all a case of mistaken identity. Scientists researching...
So ladybugs have lady sex.
Lady on lady? Ladybug sex?
Wait, you're not a ladybug, you're a dude bug. Ew.
Dude bug. Oh, it's like a doodle bug, but different.
Yeah.
Yes. First of all, I always just love that's somebody's job. Scientists researching the homosexual tendencies. What do you do for a living? Well, I am an insects homosex researcher. Here is my card.
Hello, insects. Hello. Which side are you on?
Scientists researching homosexuality.
Hey. Oh, okay, I got it.
Hey. It lifts up one of their 47 legs. Hey.
Hey. The bugs with glow sticks.
They have built-in glow sticks. The homosexual tendencies of billions of insects has concluded that insects and spiders mate quick and dirty. Oh, yeah.
It's the way it is.
Yeah, quick and dirty. It's not a lot of foreplay, no?
No.
No.
What do you think with eight legs?
No, you're pretty. Hey, you're the prettiest paramecium. Okay.
Paramecium.
That's not a bug. Now, what is that?
It's a single-celled organism.
Right, a single-celled organism. Thank you. Science flashback.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Nice flagellum. There you go.
That's better. Thank you. Scientists are claiming the long-observed practice of insects and spiders of the same-sex mating is actually accidental. At least
just because they're so horny, they stick it in anywhere they
can?
That's
their story, and they're sticking to it.
All right.
It's dark. We're spiders. It's dark in here. Despite up to 85% of male insects engaging in homosexual acts. Wow! That is a lot of homo spiders. Has a right-winger called for a class action suit against gay spiders yet? Instead, the bugs are in such a rush to reproduce that they do not often take enough time to inspect their potential mate's gender.
Yeah.
Often leading to
same-sex
mating.
They don't roll
them
over first.
Right. Right.
Just to check.
You know, I'm just somewhere, I'm sure Ken Cuccinelli is just against all this.
Yeah.
This is all, there is no
excuse. They're going to ban spiders in Virginia.
Right, right. He's going to, that's going to be his final campaign flail. They're going to exterminate every single spider in Virginia. Virginia is not for gay spider lovers. Okay. The collaborative study found spiders and instincts in insects, have not evolved to properly discriminate in their mating choices.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Welcome to my life. They reviewed past studies that found there is almost no evolutionary advantage to insect homosexuality, unlike birds and some mammals.
Oh.
You know, we've all heard about the gay penguins.
Penguins.
Yeah, lots of cute gay couples in the animal world.
Yeah.
That we previously. Okay, it's unclear what role evolution plays in this curious situation. The author said, like heterosexual behavior, it takes time and energy and can be dangerous. Boy, howdy. And lacks the potential payoff of procreation.
Well, there is the threat of death.
There is that.
In spider sex. Right. I mean, black widows, they mate with their mate, and then they kill them.
Yeah. Right.
That's why they call them black widows.
Yeah. Male spiders must be the dumbest in the world, right? Like, what, haven't they heard about the black widow thing? Hey, guess what? You're okay.
Just like dudes looking for sex.
I warned you, there's other dudes I used to know. All right. Oh, now you're dead. See?
Well,
okay.
Male dudes looking for sex are pretty much the dumbest things ever to watch.
Right, okay. It just doesn't matter. Species.
Yeah.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah.
Hey, how you doing?
The Dr. somebody.
Schwergenhagen.
Dr. Flaufharnar, the homo
Dr.
spider. The well-known spider homo researcher. Said...
Dr. Furrier.
Right.
It's
that guy. Insects and spiders mate quick and dirty. The cost of taking the time to identify the gender of mates or the cost of hesitation appears to be greater than the cost of making some mistakes. That sounds exactly like my personal life. In the study, researchers propose that insect homosexual activity actually occurs because males carry pheromones from previous sexual activities with other females.
Oh, sure.
And this is
same
what
excuse
may
every time.
Attracted. I think they're speaking of the... type of spider, Marcus Bacchus.
Marcus Bachman.
Spiders are barbarian.
I was trying to find a spider name.
Marcusum Bacchusum.
Right. Species.
Yeah.
Where spiders are barbarians that need discipline.
Oh, can you get... I can't get the smell of Michelle off me. Ick.
Ooh, girl smell.
Ow, cooties. Anyway, that may also attract
you
a
smell
male
like Charlie.
To another male. What is that?
Charlie...
Homosexual behavior may be genomically linked to more active, a better forager, or a better competitor. Well, we all know homos are in better shape. So even though misidentifying mates isn't a desirable trait, it's part of a package of traits that leaves the insect better adapted overall. So see, they're in better shape and more active than, all the hetero spiders are just sitting in barking
around
watching football. All the homo spiders are six-packs.
Dude bugs go to the gym.
The spider gym.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, that story's
lift
weird.
Lift 8 weights at a time.
Hey, would you re-rack those? You got weights everywhere here. Yeah, wipe the sweat. 29.
Wipe those pheromones off of there.
Ow, girl cooties. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You increasingly attractive-looking woman. You know, you're really pretty.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm serious. You could be in magazines. You could. You can, and not just like jugs or creamsicle.
Okay. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Overly nervous, high-strung, sexy liberal tour director Roland Scahill.
Yeah.
Accidentally tweeted that Sexy Liberal Seattle is in 2014. It is not. It is December 14, 2013. He has fixed it already.
Yeah.
He is like a chihuahua on meth. And he's a little overly excited about the tour beginning again, and...
So that prayer to Cher did not work.
No, Cher has forsaken him. Anyway, get it, hurry.
Snap out of it.
The box office has exploded in Seattle at the Paramount Theater December 14th,
right.
2013.
But not in a healthcare.gov way.
No,
it hasn't exploded.
In a good way.
Yes, it exploded in a good way.
In a good way. All right. and then 2014 dates will be announced probably next week. All right, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Chantel in Miami. Hi, Chantel.
Hi, Stephanie Miller.
Hello.
I just have to tell you, you are the most gorgeous woman that I have ever laid eyes on.
What's happening this morning, Jim?
Gay spiders. I blame the gay spiders.
The gay spiders are making everybody crazy. Why, thank you, Chantel.
I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but I'm very gorgeous, too.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Nobody has stolen my heart yet.
Where's my dating gay music? Get on it, Chris. Yes, uh-huh.
I'm saving it all for you, Stephanie.
Okay. Jim, is this Jim's suddenly awake now.
Hello.
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 Hello. All right, Chantel. Thank you. All right, thank you. Oh, dear. All right.
Oh, my
Yeah, it's going to be a weird Friday. When you start with the homeless spiders, right?
Only
there's no coming back.
The chicks dig you.
Go up from here.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, and the spiders.
Jim perked right up, though.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an unsolicited testimonial, by the way.
Okay.
Let's see. The Clark family. You know them from Peoria, Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Right. You're an Arizona boy.
I am.
Hi, Steph. Wanted to tell you a quick story. My daughter's teacher of a sixth grade class in Peoria, Arizona, having to come in one day, and the class is being extremely loud, except for my daughter's row of gifted students. Aw, whose student is an honor student?
Yeah, they're the
Peoria.
Teacher's pets. I'll get gum thrown in their hair.
So he pulls a full Sister Mary elephant and yells, "Will you just shut up?" You know.
Good morning, class. Good morning, class. Class.
Maybe we need her in Congress.
Thank you.
Thank you. We need her to control the Tea Party caucus, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe she could replace the boner.
She could sit on that monkey court.
Right. Anyway, music, please. Oh. My daughter then said to him, "You pulled a Sister Mary elephant." And he says, "Where did you get that from? Your parents let you listen to Cheech and Chong?" And she replies, "No, I heard it on Stephanie Miller." And he says, "Well, then that's okay, because he's a total liberal and progressive and he loves your show."
Aww.
And he's an awesome teacher and just thought I'd share that with you. Me and my daughter and my husband, we all love your show and we love the work you do. Keep fighting the good fight. Oh, he's a good boy. He's a handsome, romantic teacher.
But does he have a basketball Jones?
Hey, speaking of cool teachers, chemistry teacher fired for taking students on a field trip to a strip club. Why does a cool teacher always get in trouble? Come on.
It's a kind of chemistry.
Right, it's a kind of chemistry.
Pheromones again.
Right, there we go.
This show is all about pheromones.
And gay spiders.
Yeah, I blame the homo spiders again. A high school chemistry teacher in Indiana was fired from his job shortly after being charged with 3 counts of contributing to the delinquency of a minor for allegedly taking several of his students on an unauthorized field trip to a local strip club. The affidavit states that he had regularly hung out with his students, allowing them to drink alcohol and smoke flavored tobacco from his hookah.
Hookah.
I did that whole story just to say hookah.
Hookah.
Hey, that's the weird teacher. Hey, you guys want to come over and smoke from my hookah?
Yeah, want to smoke some...
You guys want to hang? What's going on? I'm the coon teacher. Okay. Edward in Kansas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Edward.
Hi, guys. Hi. How are you doing today?
Good, good. Go ahead.
I'm calling from the wonderful red state of Kansas, so we do speak fluent English here.
It's the land of Kathleen Sebelius.
That's true.
That's what's the matter.
That's what's the matter with Kansas.
We're trying to get her out of office, right? We're trying to get her taken off. Mm. But anyway, I was just calling because... I have a confession to make. In the mornings, I listen to you guys, and I love the show, but I also sadly switch to CNN, but only on commercials.
Okay,
but
all right, fine.
I just wanted to let you guys know that Marsha Blackburn was on CNN just now, and Yeah, great woman. Just kidding. She was talking about, she was being asked, you know, what specific things can you say about the Affordable Care Act website that invades the public's privacy? And she could not list one thing other than...
But whatever she said it in a really condescending voice, I'm guessing, right?
Right. And it frustrates me to see how these GOP congressmen can just spew this propaganda to try and kill the Affordable Care Act. And I'm in Kansas, and I'm around people who buy this. And it's so frustrating, and they're not held accountable for what the things they say, except, you know, maybe on The Daily Show. But that's about all the revenge, I guess, I can get from hearing these things. And it's just really frustrating to hear that every morning.
Yeah, I hear you. What was that we played yesterday, Jim? Oh, we'll find it again. Renee Elmers, that one. She's the other, Republican congresswoman. Mm. And she was talking to, Carol Costello on CNN? Just with that tone of voice. Just that. Yeah, well.
The thing is, you don't really understand.
He's precious, that governor of
Kentucky. Let me explain it to you.
Kentucky, but he is just completely wrong. We're going to need you, Carol, to go into storage room. Oh, by the way, the headline is AR-15 assault rifle stolen from U.S. Representative Renee Elmer's home. Oh, she had an unsecured AR-15 in her garage or something. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
that's not
I
my fault. I'm going to need you to run along. I don't.
That's not really your business now, is it?
Yeah, what are you, one of those Obamacare snoops? Why do I have a loaded, unsecured AR-15? Whatever, Hitler. Yes, the Dunn Police Department is investigating the theft of an AR-15 assault rifle from the home of U.S. Representative Renee Elmers. Blah, 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 blah. According to the police report, Brett Elmers, that must be the lovely and talented Mr.
Elmers.
Renee. said the rifle was left leaning against a gun safe. Oh, I see, not in the safe, just leaning against it.
Against it.
Right, in a way.
That
in
makes
which
it safe-ish.
Which had also
it's
been
in the
left,
vicinity of safe.
Which had been left unlocked.
Safe adjacent.
The gun locker had been left unlocked.
Right.
So even if it were in the locker, you see that was not locked.
What's the point of a locker if it's not locked?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, right. He said that his son had left the rifle in the garage after going target shooting. So you can see where. Yeah, it's not my fault.
Why
oh, my gosh.
Do you need an assault rifle?
So they throw their son. They throw their son shooting. Under the bus.
Right.
That's those are good parents.
I love this. Elmer's spokesperson said, "Let's see, blah 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 blah." As a mother, Elmer's is concerned that the rifle was left unsecured. Her family is very big on gun safety.
Uh-huh.
They have a gun safety.
And she wants to get to the bottom of this herself. Oh, is there going to be a House inquiry? Are we going to have hearings? Why don't we have hearings? No one is more concerned, than I am. I
no
would like to get to the bottom of this.
I'm
sure it's Obamacare's fault. It's because of Obamacare.
It's because of the black man in the White House.
Because I have had to be so concerned with stopping millions of people from getting affordable health care, I cannot imagine everything.
I don't have time.
Okay, so my son has an loaded and unsecured in the garage.
So? How is it your business?
Because of Obamacare.
It's Obamacare.
See, Obamacare. What Obamacare has
Obamacare
done to me.
And the gay spiders.
And the homo spiders. Look what the homosexuals have done to me now. They made me leave an AR-15 in my garage unsecured.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Okay.
Fixed her hair? What?
Yeah. Well, can't you just comb it out and reset it?
Somebody sent us a great picture of Sarah Palin with her hair and makeup on. They're like, somebody shouldn't have pissed off the gays.
Right.
Tom in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Tom.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I got just a comment or question. If anybody would discuss the all the insurance companies and businesses and are dropping people's coverage,
all
their
of them.
Health insurance plans, mm-hmm. because of the mandated
all of them.
Laws that
all of them.
You know, well, okay, that's true. No,
so
not all of them.
You're saying every
many,
small
many
business in America
friends.
Is going to have to fire everyone, right?
Well, I guess I'm trying to stick to a point here. I'll try to be more specific.
Okay.
There are hundreds of thousands of companies And it's not funny. And, I mean,
no, you're basing that on what? Where did you get that information? Hundreds of thousands of companies.
Hundreds of thousands of people in California.
Where are you getting your information?
And
where are you getting your information from?
I guess from all the insurance companies reporting to the media. NBC News is reporting on it.
All the
it's not Fox News.
Okay.
I'll try not to use words like all, because you're right, it's not correct, and I'd rather not spend your time or my time discussing something that you're trying not to get the point on.
Let's pretend for a minute there
are many, many people who are losing their health insurance because it doesn't meet the requirements of Obamacare. Would you agree to that?
No. Where are you getting this?
NBC News report. You could Google search all the letters that were sent out
to existing coverage,
and maybe this is why people won't talk about it. People won't talk about all the companies who are dropping health insurance.
When did you see this report?
It's been on reports for the last few days.
Some of the requirements of Obamacare are good things.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right.
Their requirements
are they can't discriminate anymore for pre-existing conditions.
Absolutely.
They have to spend 80% of your money.
I get all the good stuff, and everybody wants to talk about the good stuff, and I agree with you. There are a lot of great
things. And
what
a lot of people are finding already on the exchanges is they can either get better insurance than they have now, better coverage,
or much lower premiums, or both. You're right. But what about, is anybody out there willing to talk about all the people who were told they are not going to lose their health insurance coverage who are losing it?
Right. I understand that's the talking
point.
That's
the thing. That's all I want to... That's all
okay.
I do. Well,
All right. You got your talking point out. Okay. All the insurance companies have reported to the media that they have had to drop everyone.
But...
And also, according to that one Republican congressman, the people that have signed up for Obamacare are in the single digits.
Yes.
Nationwide.
He's the guy that my brother-in-law is trying to throw out of office.
And these companies that are dropping them would have dropped them anyway at this time of year because now is the time for enrollment.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 46 minutes.
That.
Yeah.
It's that time of year.
Damn you, Obamacare. Look what you've wrought, you and your gay spiders.
Now I just shot myself with my unsecured AR-15. Thanks. 46 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
Shiny, happy people holding. Shiny, happy people holding.
51 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-1-2, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere, 6, Liberal John Fugelsang. Coming up in hour 3, go get it. Exploding box office in Seattle. The final 2013 show has been announced. We are December 14th at the Paramount Theater in Seattle. Very, very excited.
It's a paramount of importance that
yes.
you get tickets.
Thank you. Oh, boy.
What?
All right. 1-800, the Paramount calling was better because it goes with my Norma Desmond theme because I'm still big.
Sure.
Right. 52 minutes.
The pictures that got small.
Exactly.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Oh, Paramount just wants my car! What? That's not true. Okay, 1-800-STEP...
Max!
That's me at home last night. Brian in Kansas, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Brian.
Hi, it's nice, Steph. Hi, Moogs.
Hi.
Hey, I want to reply to Tom. He is right. There are... a couple hundred thousand people that are losing their coverage at the end of the year. The other shoe that never gets dropped by these guys when they say that is that in the letter that explains that their coverage is going away, it tells them how to go to the exchange and get better coverage for less money than they're paying.
Oh,
right now.
That.
Thank you.
Minor detail.
Tom is complaining that people are having to, that their people are losing their 79 Pinto and replacing it with a brand new Mercedes Benz. Who would want to do that?
Yeah. You're like, what? I want my, wait a minute.
Someone I want my Dodge Dart.
Someone ran into the back of me. Okay, all right, I'll take the Mercedes. Let's go to Susan in Colorado. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm in Colorado, and my insurance company is Anthem Blue Cross, and they did send a letter saying because of the ACA laws, my coverage cannot be no longer offered. So they have offered me to continue to cover me through December of 2014 at a slightly higher rate, at which time I would need to go on to the exchange. Now, I went on to the exchange, and my coverage close to mine is increased 60%. Mm. And that is true. I've called my Congressman Jared Polis. I've called the insurance commissioner. They set the rates. They know they're high. Fortunately, I would get a subsidy, which would bring it down to about where it is now. But the point is, it is increasing, and Colorado is really being hit.
Well, you know, Susan, I was going to say there are differences state to state. I will say
right. That.
But, you know, again, a lot of the states, like out here in California, again, where you have blue states, our premiums are going way down. And look in Kentucky and in places where they are cooperating. So I think what I hope is the pressure is going to be on the states that are not cooperating because of stories just like that. That people are going to, I mean, in the states where they're not taking the Medicaid expansion, that is a moral outrage.
Yep.
And that's why even the John Kasichs of Ohio have said, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, the pressure is going to become on the Rick Perrys of the country where, you know.
Even the Jan Brewer.
Right.
Jan Brewer took the.
The Jan Brewer?
The Jan Brewer. Well.
Yes.
Yeah. Even she's come around.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine American, Charles Blow.
Here you are. What you do?
Get it out. Get it out. Get it all out. We used to have, what's that other guy? Oh, Richard Blow. He's another guy. We used to have him on my old TV show on CNBC. And every time the producer would go, don't say anything when you announce him.
Yeah.
Don't make a face. Don't do anything.
Well, on my old radio show, we used to have a Washington Post reporter named Dan Balz. B-A-L-Z.
Right.
Yes.
Did he have to report about Dick Trickle?
I don't know. And I had to remind my
host.
Dick
Pohl is the batting coach for the, or he was for the Cubs.
Yeah.
Dan Balz, what do you think of Dick Trickle? Sorry, what?
He still
Charles
writes for the Post.
Blow writes a very good piece. Mm. Websites and gravesites. Republicans are apoplectic about healthcare.gov, the official website, blah, blah, blah. They are trying desperately to change the subject from their disastrous government shutdown by ranting about the failures of a government website that cost a tiny fraction of what was lost as a result of the shutdown. Thank you. Thank you. What about the... Let's talk about the billions of dollars you just lost to the entire country.
$24 billion.
Yeah. Republicans are pretending they care about the problems encountered in signing up for a system that many of them are bent on destroying.
Uh-huh.
They are demanding an immediate fix to something that they want to break. They are trying to deflect public outrage away from their record low approval ratings. The only problem for Republicans is that a technical issue isn't likely to have legs. Yes, it's embarrassing. Yes, it's frustrating. It's an unforced error. But it's also fixable. And in the grand scheme of things, a malfunctioning website is more understandable and less consequential than a malfunctioning political party. Yes! Yay! The website will be fixed. Can the same be said of the party that planted its flag on the outskirts of reason? Can the same be said of the party being hijacked by hyper-partisans? In the long stretch of history, Obamacare will be judged on the merits of the policy, not on the rollout of a website. The judgment will be sober and thorough, and along the way, some things will work, others won't, as is the way with ambitious laws. Things will be tweaked, but this is the law. It will be implemented even over the wails of Republican resistance. Blah, blah, blah. If, however, they are not correct, the Republicans, and the law succeeds, that will be borne out with a healthier, more secure population living longer lives with better financial futures. In a way, it is the latter that worries the Republicans the most, that the law will succeed over their chicken litter, sky is falling, naysaying. They need the law to fail to validate their enmity. And he says about the president talking about this is more than just a website.
Mm-hmm.
But to many Republicans who are stuck fighting a battle that's already been lost rather than moving on to the next challenge, this website problem offers a sliver of hope that they can turn people off from the law. So far, it hasn't been working. He points out the same statistic I was saying, that support for the law has only gone up since the website went online. So nice try. Nice try again. He says sometimes you simply have to accept reality, and sometimes that reality is accepting defeat. Learn from it, grow from it, but you must first admit it. That's the modern Republican Party's problem, blindness to the obvious. The Republican Party's conduct during this period in the country's history will get the same sober, thorough judgment as the health care law, and that judgment is not likely to be kind. Charles Blow, very, very, very good stuff. Speaking of handsome romantic writers, Michael Tomasky of the Daily Beast next on The Stephanie Miller Show.
Gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes, it is. Chris in Yankton writes, guys, when you discussed Charles Blow, Dan Balls, and Dick Trickle this morning, I was disappointed there was no mention of
Dick Pinch, Clear Lake, Iowa.
We apologize. And also,
Jack Mayerhofer, Springfield, Massachusetts.
Was even more disappointed that he did not get a shout out. All right, well, that has been remedied. Stephanie Miller Show appreciates your attention to this matter. All right, next hour, sexy liberal John Fugel saying, and the big announcement, the box office has already exploded. We've been on sale for an hour, and it's going crazy.
In a world with Washington gridlock, Tea Party obstruction, economic chaos.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
There's only one way to get into the holiday spirit.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's kick back and get into the spirit.
Just in time for the holidays, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to Seattle. On Saturday, December 14th, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and your favorite progressive radio star, Stephanie Miller. We'll perform live at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, Washington. Tickets are available at stgpresents.org. Come celebrate Christmas Hanukkah, Stefa Kwanzaa.
The war on Christmas was worse than you thought.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, December 14th at the Paramount Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to stgpresents.org.
Thank you, Shano. Final, we sold out the Warner Theater in D.C., of course, in January, the Chicago Theater in April. This is our final 2013 show. Next week, we will be making lots of 2014 announcements, so go get it. We love yous. All right, speaking of people we love and sexy liberals, I'm engaging maybe in hyperbole, but maybe not. Maybe his best piece ever.
Yep.
No Country for Old Moderates by Michael Tomasky in today's Daily Beast. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, why am I not part of the sexy liberal comedy tour?
You are now.
Perhaps because I'm neither sexy nor funny.
Yeah, I was about ready to say, do you have a 10-minute stand-up bit you could put together for us?
Well, yeah, I can work on it.
Punch it up a bit, yeah.
I should have all our, like the dancing Itos, like a dancing Charlie Pierce and Michael Tomasky and Bob Seska.
Charlie Pierce is funny. I don't know about sexy, but he's certainly funny.
Yes, he is.
Michael, you have a take on this that I have not heard, and it is absolutely dead on. You say it's not moderates versus conservatives. The two opposing Republican sides, if they really are opposing, are radical and conservative, and only one side is fighting, the other is rolling over. And because I myself have used this word civil war in the Republican Party, right?
Yeah, and I have too, actually. And, right. You know, it's brewing. It's brewing, but it's not really quite a civil war yet, you know. It's because there's really only one side that stands for something, that's willing to fight to the death for something. Now, you do have this situation now with, you know, Steve LaTourette, the former Ohio congressman, who just came out yesterday and said he's starting this group to try and defeat some Tea Party people, and that's great, and that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wants to beat the snot out of them, and God bless him. But, you know, there's still this question of what does your side stand for? besides not being crazy.
Right, but you make a good point that you say in hard policy terms, what are these two sides arguing about? Practically nothing. It's a disagreement chiefly over tactics and intensity. And you were saying a lot of the media, I think, has missed that.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm here for.
Thank
you. Yeah, I mean, if you look at votes, which I did in the column, there aren't that many things where you see, you know, separation of position between these sides. I mean, you know, McCain, and I like the stuff he says about how crazy Ted Cruz is and stuff like that, but but they all voted Ted Cruz's position.
Yeah, well, I mean,
on September 31st.
And you talk about the people that are getting teabagged, primaried, pardon me. When you talk about, like, Lindsey Graham, and you also mention Mitch McConnell, you said, you know, these are people that have 80 or 90-something percent of the time instead of 100%, you know, of the time, get, you know, that conservative rating you were talking about.
Yeah,
that Mitch McConnell has 100%, and Lindsey Graham has something, 92%.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham,
that's not conservative enough.
That's not conservative, but that's
right.
Not enough, you know.
Right.
Mitch McConnell's 100, I guess, is not enough. I guess you have to be 110% for these people.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the other thing that I think is worth pointing out is you were talking about matters of policy, Obamacare, Dodd-Frank, cap and trade. There is no disagreement. Everyone or nearly everyone votes no. The only really important votes on which these two sides disagree are the votes that threaten fiscal calamity. So that's all the conservatives stand for. Elect me, and at 5 minutes to midnight, I'll stand courageously against global economic cataclysm. I mean, it's more about how far right this party has gone, because like you say, nothing could be considered a moderate, really, in this party at this point, right?
No, there's like three or four. There's Mark Kirk of Illinois. I would call him a moderate, for sure.
Well, right, a handful.
Yeah, and there are two guys in the House. One is named Hannah from upstate New York. The other one I never remember, but there are two Republicans in the House who obviously represent pretty purple to bluish districts and who vote votes, who cast moderate votes. And that's it. Susan Collins, depending on the issue and the year.
Yeah.
As she gets closer to reelection, she usually, you know, moves a little more toward the middle, although that's changed a little bit, too, with the main Republican Party being taken over by the Tea Party. But anyway, sometimes she's moderate. So that's it, you know, three and a half or four.
Yeah, and you say, I mean, basically you're
200
the,
and whatever.
Yeah. Right. The point of your piece is it's time for them to stand up and say enough. You cite a poll that said just 52% of Republicans approved of how Republicans were handling the budget negotiations. You say, so half of the Republicans in the country disapprove of what the GOP just did. So you talk about the regular conservatives, most conspicuously the craven boner, but all the others did nothing to represent these people until the last possible second and until the radicals demonstrated conclusively they couldn't pull off defunding Obamacare. So you're right, that wasn't much of a courageous stand, right?
No, it wasn't. And, you know, if I were a moderate to conservative Republican, I'd be tearing my hair out because I have no representation in Washington, D.C.,
right.
None.
Yeah, you say, think of that. Half of one of our major political parties, constituting millions of citizens, barely has a voice in Washington.
Yeah, because everything the Republican Party does is geared toward placating the extremists. And this is John Boehner's fault, first and foremost. But it's also the fault of McConnell and McCain and the other people in the Senate who are certainly not moderates. They're conservatives, but at least they're like reasonable human beings, right? Like Bob Corker and Lamar Alexander of Tennessee and Lisa Murkowski and a handful of others. They're willing to make deals and see that the country is governed.
Well, my favorite line in your piece, you say the legislators who ostensibly represent them are cowards and kittens balled up in the corner.
Yeah, right. I mean,
it's true. I mean, you know, it will be interesting to see how it plays out, right? Because you have people being primaried from both sides now, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I'll be very fascinated to watch how this La Tourette effort goes and what Tom Donahue of the Chamber of Commerce follows through with on his promises to put money into races to try and defeat Tea Party people. You know, as I think I've said to you before, that the most important thing that could happen to make politics work again in this country is to elect some moderate Republicans, because then you'd have a party that had two wings, you know,
right,
and you'd have a party somewhat resembling the Republican Party of our youth, when you had conservatives and moderates, and when, you know, people would vote for something like a health care bill that was created in the intestinal tract of the Heritage Foundation in the first place, you know.
I didn't hear anything else after you denied that I'm still in my youth, Michael Tomosky.
Oh, great.
We will kiss and make up next
now
week.
Now you did it.
Michael, great stuff as always. Thanks so much for your time.
Hey, thank you.
All right, there he goes, Michael Tomosky. All right. Oh, by the way, I will be with my old self on the Ed Show today on MSNBC, as I am on most Fridays. Tune in, won't you?
Aw.
Myra in New Jersey, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Myra.
Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to follow up on the healthcare issue. I live in New Jersey, and our present policy will not be renewed in July. And it's because it's not compliant with the Affordable Care Act. But I just wanted to give you an example. Presently, we're paying about $700 a month here for our health care coverage. With the new health care coverage, I'll just give you one example. That is if we became hospitalized. Mm-hmm. It's an individual deductible of $6,350. In order to get that coverage, we have to meet the deductible. Once that deductible is met, then we're responsible for 40% of a co-insurance. And with that new policy that they're quoting us, our premium would be over $1,000 a month. And so I just wanted you guys to get an idea of the situation that we're in New Jersey. Because we do have to go through the marketplace. Haven't been able to get onto the marketplace, per se. I'm hoping that if we get on the marketplace, mm-hmm. we might end up with better coverage than what we're being quoted by Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh, you haven't been able to get on the exchange yet, is what you're saying.
No, this is what Blue Cross Blue Shield is quoting us.
Okay.
Yeah, well,
but they told us. You know, again, there's so much information out there. It's very, very confusing. But what they told us, that this is what we would qualify under the marketplace. This is the plan that we would qualify for. And this is one of the better plans. This is the EPO silver plan.
Right. Well, call us back when you get on the exchange. It's interesting. Julie writes, the ACA, is talking again at the same subject, why people are, quote-unquote, losing health care coverage. The ACA does not allow insurers to rip us off by imposing maximums on coverage. This is so we don't get abandoned by the insurance company when we need them most. That's only one thing the ACA doesn't allow. There are others, all beneficial and imposed so insurers can't rip us off for huge profits. People are, quote-unquote, losing their current coverage because the insurers are not allowed to make us eat anymore. Policies have to have real benefits.
Yeah.
Julie, with good points. Okay, 18 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Coming up after this commercial, I will be talking even louder.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
She's crafting. She gets a while. She's crafting. She's always down. She's crafting. She's got it cracked. She's crafting. And she's just my type.
She's crafting.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 22 minutes after the hour. Tommy in Columbus writes, Steph, he called in yesterday with his specific case in Ohio that he's getting much, much cheaper insurance with much better benefits. He says the Affordable Care Act is going to help many, many people. Example, mooks who are stuck in a dead-end job working for a nasty boss who just stay at their job because they need... Damn you, Obama! All right. So we were talking yesterday about Dick Durbin is the one that said on his Facebook page that some Republican said in a meeting with the president, I can't even stand to look at your face.
Right.
And we were speculating. We speculated.
I was bitch face. Eric Cantor. I can't even look at you.
Turns out maybe not.
Maybe not.
No.
Yeah, it's curiouser and curiouser. Senator Dick Durbin caused quite a dust-up on Wednesday. A Facebook post of his surfaced describing an altercation between President Obama and an unnamed House leader who angrily told him, I cannot even stand to look at you. John Boehner and Eric Cantor both flatly denied the account. alleging it was invented out of thin air. White House Press Secretary Jay Carney, do we have that? He said that never happened. But Durbin said he's standing by the story.
The quote attributed to the lawmaker was not accurate, but there was a miscommunication in the readout of that meeting between the White House and Senate Democrats.
This is curious. So Durbin is standing by it, and the two Democratic senators are now identifying Harry Reid as the source of the story, saying Reid named Representative Pete Sessions, Republican of Texas, as the speaker of the comment. Reid informed the Democratic caucus of the exchange, saying he was sorry to relay such an incident, but that Obama had been dignified in his reply. He added that Sessions backed down after the comment.
Huh.
So curious, dignified. Yeah, I wouldn't have been so. I would have been. You could my yeah. big.
You would have said, "Yeah, clean your teeth up off the floor."
Right. That's what I would have said. All right. So a lot of blaming McGlamersons at the House hearings. Contractors that built the web marketplace point fingers at one another and at the government, but each insists that it's not responsible for the problems.
Of course.
Cheryl Campbell.
CMS had the ultimate decision for a live or go or no-go decision, not CGI.
You can tell the kids that got blamed a lot when they were kids. I have friends that are like, I didn't do it. The second you like say anything to them, I didn't do it.
Was there someone in charge of the the competing contractors?
She blamed another contractor for the problems. I don't know. She's from the CGI. Sure.
We're not excited, nor are we pleased with what we delivered on October 1. But, you know, in principle, it worked.
It seems to me there should have been...
In principle?
Yeah.
Wait a minute,
ish.
What?
Worked-ish. It seems to me that...
How many of us would pay someone for something that works in principle?
It seems to me there should have been, like, a project manager for this.
Right.
In theory, it sort of works-ish.
We need that guy from Saturday Night Live. Move!
Yeah.
What's that guy's? Mm-hmm. I forget the character. The computer guy, the tech guy that just shoves everyone out of the way and says, move, I'll do it.
I don't remember
People
that
People know what I'm talking about.
Really?
Okay, someone will help me. William in Texas. Computer guy at Saturday Night Live. William in Texas. Hello, William.
Hello, Steph.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, very good. Listen, I called with a comment about the Affordable Care Act. And I just wanted to say, I heard a caller earlier that I thought you kind of ran over him a little bit, but I just want to speak for myself. I work for a Fortune 500 company that uses a Blue Cross policy, and we are losing coverage. We're not losing insurance. We're losing coverage. I support the Affordable Care Act. I'm a loyal Democrat, voted since 76, never voted for a Republican in my life, and never missed an election. But this is actually happening out here. We're being told in webinars and that type of thing where they communicate from HR out to the branches in our company.
William, I think I corrected that. That I'm not saying it's not happening, but we're explaining why it's happening. And as you were saying, the insurance companies, I know in some cases, are blaming the Affordable Care Act, right?
Well, they are. And we're going, for instance, we're being changed from where we had basically just strictly copays. We had very much a Cadillac plan. And now we're moving more to co-insurance and deductibles. And it's changing things like hospitalization and outpatient procedures to where we would have paid a maximum $500. I had a major surgery some years ago, paid $500 out of pocket. That's all I paid. Today I would pay 10% of the bill, which back then was almost $200,000. So that's $500 would now be 20 grand. So this is a big change. I support the ACA. I want it to succeed, but we need to get a handle around how we approach this and figure out, or at least call out the companies
that are utilizing this
as an excuse to cut our benefits and jack up our rates.
Right. That's what we're saying over and over again is that don't blame – you understand what I mean. People are going to that are against this president and always have been are always going to blame him or Obamacare, when in a lot of cases, you're absolutely right, you got to call out the companies and the insurance companies that are using this as an excuse. And then, of course, it's convenient to be able to blame the president. And a lot of this, because, of course, it's stuff they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why do you think we have this law? Because they wanted to be able to discriminate for pre-existing conditions. They wanted to be able to, you know, kick you off when there's a lifetime cap or whatever. They want to be able to discriminate against women. I mean, so this is telling them, no, you can't do this anymore.
Right.
Anne Marie in Chicago, real quick on that point. Go ahead, Anne Marie, 30 seconds. Hey, Anne Marie. Hello, Anne Marie.
Oh.
Anne-Marie. All right. That's what she was going to say. But this is hugely beneficial to women. I mean, there are so many aspects of this. Being a woman was a pre-existing condition previously. They could absolutely discriminate and charge more. You're looking at me glassy-eyed. You don't care because you're not a chick.
I'm not a chick. I don't ever plan on being a chick.
Well, it would be covered if you wanted to be. 29 minutes after the hour. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
You're right. I guess no one's ever written a book to help a middle-aged woman turn her life around.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, I'm sorry. What's that, all my listeners and email writers? Oh, Mama was talking about Nick Burns, your company's computer guy, played by Jimmy Fallon on Saturday Night Live. I'm sorry. Was I right?
Yes, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Mama's right.
Yep.
Right again.
Right.
As usual.
Yes.
Absolutely, Stephanie.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
Thank you.
You're right.
I appreciate it.
They're wrong.
Yep. Okay. Thank you. That's my imported yes man.
It wasn't the most memorable sketch.
No, it wasn't.
Well, that it doesn't mean it didn't happen, did it? Rocky Mountain Mike even sent us a clip. Here it is.
What's your problem?
Well, it just crashes every time my screensaver comes up.
All right, let's run a test. Just type in XY dot violator / 467 F46.
Type in...
Move!
See?
Boy, I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember that at all.
All right.
No.
Look, just realize that I'm always right. Just if you just go with that concept, you will never be embarrassed like you are now.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Embarrassed?
Okay.
You didn't remember a lame SNL sketch from 20 years ago?
Eddie in Connecticut.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We were really pro 100% for Obamacare until we found out. Now, we travel and go down to Florida in the wintertime for a couple of months. We have since found out that first of all, our insurance went up now about $3,000-$4,000. And as of January 1st, it will be discontinued, but we now have to switch from an EPO plan into a PPO plan, so we can't go on the exchange. And also...
Somehow you've lost me already. You have to? Why do you have to?
Okay, in other words, you can't go out of network. In other words, an EPO plan right now lets you go all over the country and follow in-network doctors. Where now all the new stuff that's coming out is all HMOs or EPOs, but you can only stay within your state or within your local locale.
Okay, well, once again, it's not the president's fault that your insurance company has already raised your premiums.
Right.
That's here. Let me. Somebody sent me. It's Digby, I think. Does this is he writes a top Florida Blue official said Wednesday the cancellation of 300,000 individual health insurance policies does not mean affected customers will lose coverage. Rather, he said it's part of a transition to the Affordable Care Act. Those customers, though, will receive notice by mail that their existing policy is no longer available, and they should reach out to the Jacksonville-based company for guidance. The canceled policies are those that don't offer coverage broad enough to be considered qualified health plans under the Affordable Care Act. Qualified plans must include coverage of things like maternity and newborn care, mental health, substance abuse services, and emergency services, among other things. These are good things.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying. These are good changes. Essentially, we have to put them into plans that are filed as an approved as qualified health plans, said one of the company's vice presidents. So, this is the problem. It's like website glitches, whatever it is. You knew people are going to start freaking out and go, oh, my God. It just that's the problem. If we could calmly look at each thing, and even if things do need to be tweaked and fixed, like, fine. But how is this bad?
Right.
Companies are now required to not, there are people that could never get insurance because they have pre-existing conditions that now can. The bottom line is millions more people are going to be insured that could never get it before. All right. Let's go to...
Why doesn't somebody do something about all the problems?
Right. Marcus in Chicago. Hello, Marcus.
Hello. Yeah, I think it is overblown, all these the website snafus and whatnot. People are obviously trying to make political gain out of it. What bothers me, and, you know, I'm like you, I support Obama and would never support anything on the other side. But I'm very, very disappointed it's being hidden over because of this whole smokescreen with the health care, is this whole notion now about the tapping of phones of our allies, with especially Merkel being upset.
Yeah,
now France
is
getting involved. And so I know you've been supporting drones, but this is one area of Obama that I have a bitter disagreement with. And I wish you'd be more vocal, Stephanie, about how wrong it is to tap allies' phones and strike innocent civilians in foreign countries. I wish you'd be a little more courageous about that.
Oh, for God's sakes. Marcus, first of all, nobody likes drones or doesn't like them.
The news about Merkel just came out yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Wow. He was getting a little exercised. First of all, it's you know, it's like saying, oh, you like abortion. It's like, no. Okay. By the way, this one I just thought was interesting in the Washington Post. Secret memos reveal explicit nature of U.S.-Pakistan agreement on drones. Despite repeatedly denouncing the CIA's drone campaign, top officials in Pakistan's government have for years secretly endorsed the program and routinely received classified briefings on strikes and casualty counts, according to top-secret CIA documents and Pakistani diplomatic memos obtained by the Washington Post. I've never said this is not tough stuff. And, it's like saying, oh, you're for civilian casualties. Of course not. But, anyway, these are, complex. And in terms of the phones, the fact that we're acting like this is news, that the countries spy on each other, and they always have, I'm not saying, oh, I'm for it. I'm, okay.
But it's ramped up considerably.
Yeah, and Merkel was just apoplectic yesterday.
And most of Europe.
I saw a picture of her with her holding up her phone. It's a non-tap, phone you can't tap anymore. Here she is. Yes.
We are closely tied in with the U.S., and trust is an important part of the relationship. And now that trust has to be reestablished between us. Spying among friends is never acceptable.
Right, except again, Chris, everybody does do it. I mean, we were just talking, there was a story we did yesterday about France. Like, France is known as, like, the worst, and now, of course, they're screaming about us.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, anyway. All right, Joe in Connecticut, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Joe.
Hello, thank you. I want to clarify, you're always for truth and honesty, except when it comes to your side. You've constantly cut off people who are trying to explain what's happening in the healthcare
system. I understand what's happening.
Let me explain.
Okay.
You're saying that this is all the company's fault because they're changing their health coverage for their employees and everything.
There are new requirements under the Affordable Care Act that are good things. That's what I don't get. Why are people suddenly defending insurance companies?
Look, you're the host. You can cut me off if you want, but
if you
want to learn something, just listen.
Oh!
Okay?
Oh!
All right, you know what?
Cut your ass off right now, pal.
I don't like the tone this morning. I would like the respect that I'm entitled to. All right, maybe I'm not entitled to it, but I want it anyway.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
What? Do I show up to learn?
Let's just cut to the chase and get single payer like they have
there
in civilized
go.
Countries.
I'm happy with that. Good. Nicely done. Let's all get on that immediately. It's true. A lot of the problems and kinks and all this stuff Medicare for All is the simplest solution there is.
The Republicans being against this whole thing is what has made this so complicated.
Right.
Yeah.
You think that's an accident?
Let's go to Dan in Colorado. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I just wanted to call. I'm sick of everyone calling and complaining about Obamacare, how their cost increase and people have to pay more money. I mean, it's all a fallacy. They're all full of crap. I have three special needs kids who require special medicine, and I am also a union member, so I have amazing insurance, thank God. And when the Obamacare came out, sure, our policy changed a little bit. There were some things that changed. We used to be at 80-20%, now we're 75-25. But the thing that people don't understand is my coverage didn't change. My out-of-pocket never changed. We have a maximum out-of-pocket, and it stayed the same. Because my kids are sick, I meet my out-of-pocket maximum like the second week in January. So it's $9,000 is our maximum per year, per family. But the coverage stays the same. But I'm more than happy to go to 25-75% because my kids are now covered till they're 26.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and before once they turned 18, they were done. They would never get their medicine. They would literally die. And people are upset about paying $20 more a month for their coverage, or $100 more coverage, or they went from a 500 copay to an 80-10 with a maximum out of pocket of $1,000 per family, per person per family. It's ridiculous. These people are crying and complaining. They have no idea what they're talking about. They are so they have no idea how families like mine struggle because we have sick kids, and thank God Obama came along, and now my kids are covered till they're 26. They can get insurance when they're 26. They don't have to be what the right always calls them, leeches and the scum of the earth that live off the system. They can go buy their own insurance and be responsible Americans.
Right, because
they can be responsible Americans.
Thank you, because
they're mad at them.
Right, because when they turned 26 in the past, they wouldn't have been able to get it on their own. You know,
correct.
Actually, first of all, they wouldn't be on your coverage till they're 26, and secondly, they'd never be able to get insurance without the Affordable Care Act. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're going to be responsible Americans, patriots, and these other guys are screaming at him, calling him, you know, Obama a loser because he's making people now be accountable for their actions. Isn't that what the right's all about? Be
exactly.
accountable. You know.
That's why.
Well,
that's why the Heritage.
I don't get these people.
Right. That's why the Heritage Foundation put that out in the first place in 1988.
And you are the smartest. Yes. You are the smartest boy in class, and you are a fine American, Dan.
I'm so mad. Stephanie, keep up the good work.
All right.
I just,
all right.
Listen to you about a week. Good job.
Thank you, honey.
Go
love
do
you.
A shot.
Love you. All right. I needed that. Dan was the chaser I needed after that last call. Yeah, shut up. You'll learn something. You know what, people? I do not come to work to learn things. It's my party, and I'll fart if I want to.
You come to work to tell stories about gay spiders.
Exactly. You tell my mama comes to tell her little stories.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Eight times.
Hey.
The homo spiders.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, what is with her hair?
45 minutes after the hour, right back.
You call that a web? Oh, my
Ugh,
God.
Awful. Who designed that? Right back on the Stephanie
Web
Miller.
With track lighting.
Up lighting, yeah. Right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Not bad. Like Frisbee Golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
They call me help. They call me
Steffi.
They call me help. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name.
Stephanie Miller Show. All right. You know the guy that does the show next to us?
Yeah.
He tells a funny story about his wife's personal grooming. He said they took a shower together once. He dropped the soap, and halfway up, he opened his eyes, and he said, "Oh, hi, Rabbi."
Oh, wow.
Ah.
So she was wearing a yarmulke down there? Is that the,
right. The that, was yeah. the, that was the point
that was,
of that
yeah.
joke.
Wow. I'm sure No-No loves being associated with that. Wow.
Well, she probably doesn't have one. That's the problem.
We need to get her one, Steph.
Right. That'd be funny. Just leave it with a little bow in his studio. For the little woman. Okay. By the way, Rocky Mountain Mike wants us to know the Seattle show, the big Seattle Sexy Liberal, just announced this morning. Tickets are already going fast. All these shows sell out, so get them. Seattle, Portland, talking to you, and all the Steph heads from around the country. Our final 2013 Sexy Liberal in Seattle, December 14th. And guess who's going to be there?
Who?
Every cast member from ConStar.
The following is a recording of an actual ConStar call.
ConStar, please state the nature of your emergency.
Hey, my brother-in-law is in the car, and he is going on and on about Obamacare.
You know, every small business in America will have to fire everyone.
I cannot seem to control him.
I'm serious. Death panels, biggest tax increase in history.
So we were just going to this grocery store, you know, and I mentioned that my back was hurting. And he just started in.
You know who else had socialized medicine?
Okay. Stay calm, sir.
Okay.
May I ask where your brother-in-law gets his news and information?
I don't know. It's either Fox News or where he hangs out at the body shop.
I don't care. They have to wait 7 hours to see a doctor in Canada.
All right, sir. I'm sending you instructions on how to get to the nearest bookstore.
Okay. You know, I'm not even sure he can read.
That's okay, sir. They have picture books, graphic novels, and videos, too.
doctors won't take Medicare no more.
Shut up!
With ConStar, if you're faced with neocon logic, you're never more than the touch of a button away from actual thinking people.
Mrs. ConStar?
Hello, ConStar. I can't get the doors or windows unlocked. My uncle is yammering on about Benghazi.
Mama watched live video. He did not do anything about it.
Would you shut up, Uncle?
You know this is true.
I'm talking with the ConStar lady.
He ordered the commando.
Oh, you are just
okay, ma'am. I'm deploying the passenger side airbag. Hold on.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you need?
No, ma'am.
These were recordings of actual ConStar calls. When you find yourself surrounded by life's little accidents, we're there for you. ConStar.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Ay vey. Oh, by the way, if you think that this political season, Jim, has gotten nasty, did you see that somebody, Hillary Clinton, somebody yelled at Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
You let those men die in Benghazi!
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Do you
think things are going to get nicer in the next election cycle?
No. Computer says no.
No. Oh, by the way, some more fun facts about this whole Affordable Care, the insurance companies, quote-unquote, canceling people, blah, blah, blah. We're going to post this, Chris, right up on Stephanie Miller Facebook. It's what I was reading from Digby's blog. But this is important because, again, someone tried to accuse me of saying, oh, this isn't happening. It is happening, but you have to understand why and what is happening exactly. By the way, Jackie's on vacation this week, but we'll have her in for a corner next week. But she's talked about this on the show. Anyway, he writes, this happened in California, too. It's getting these letters. Said, I know it happened to me. I can't vouch for the letters in Florida, but mine said they were canceling my insurance because of Obamacare's requirements for more comprehensive coverage than I was carrying. But it also said they would put me into a new plan that costs almost twice as much as my old plan. It then had a long passage about how I can go on the exchange and buy new insurance and that I may qualify for subsidies and that they are offering some plan on the exchange that I might like, which would provide seamless coverage with my current providers. It then said I could do nothing and they'd enroll me in the new plan at twice the premium and everything would be hunky-dory. If you don't understand what's going on, it could look bad depending on your point of view. At first glance, all you see is that you're being canceled because of Obamacare and any new insurance is going to cost twice as much because of Obamacare. The good news is that only a small portion of the population, those who already have health insurance in the private market, are getting letters like this, and I would guess it's only those who currently have lousy plans that are seeing the sticker shock. Unless you can calculate the subsidy, it produces a bit of anxiety. Anyway, he says, I'm not sure how this aspect could have been done differently. Maybe there could have been a better education program for people who are on the private insurance market, but I'm not sure who could have done that. It certainly wasn't going to be the insurance companies. The way the letter from mine reads, they are hedging their bets and hoping that some people will just pay the higher premiums either out of ignorance or some misguided
right.
belief that they are getting better coverage by staying out of the exchanges. Again, don't let them scare you out of the exchanges. Let's just say they aren't exactly being clear. Yeah, no kidding. They're an insurance company. I'm sure they're hoping. Gee, I hope a lot of people are just dumb enough to pay double.
Inertia. Because, yeah.
Right. Right. Still, the above article from Florida shows the right-wing hysteria over canceled policies from Obamacare is manipulative and misleading. Yes, people are technically losing their current policy, but they are being offered better policies, either from their insurance company directly at higher premiums or ones that will be cheaper if they go to the exchange and qualify for subsidies, as most of them will. One assumes that wealthier people already have high-quality plans that include all the required coverage, so their insurance shouldn't be going up substantially. Anyway, we posted that. There's a lot of good a lot of good stuff in there.
Yep, it's on your Facebook page.
Thank you. How did I do that while I was talking? I'm magical.
You handed me a piece of paper and said, here, post
do
this.
Do it. Okay, Matt in San Francisco. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Steph. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Hey, I think all these people calling you are a new form of troll. All right? Like, I mean, first of all, I went on the healthcare.gov website. I made up an account because this lady was posting some crap on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And I made up a Texas account. I live in California, but I made up a Texas account. And I got through 2 weeks ago. And I could see all the plans available to me. I could see all of their costs. I found out that I didn't qualify for a subsidy because I made too much money and blah, 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 blah. And that lady from New Jersey that was calling you, she's just like, that's just not even true what she said. First of all, she said that she was offered a silver plan, but she'd have to pay 60% and that there was, since you mentioned, catastrophic coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you're over 30, and this is from NPR, if you want to cite me, it's npr.org, people. NPR had FAQs for people under 30, and That's the only time you can buy that catastrophic coverage plan with the $6,400 out-of-pocket maximum.
All right. We will check that out 58 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Happy Friday, everybody. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Why, Jim, who said some major health insurance companies are simply taking advantage of the confusion surrounding the new health care law to engage in price gouging.
Yep.
This is not the fault of the Affordable Care Act or President Obama. This is the fault of the insurance company. This is a handful of insurance companies that have convinced a very gullible state agency, Covered California, to allow them to drop plans that could very easily, with a few little tweaks, be compliant under the Affordable Care Act, and people wouldn't have to leave their plans. Who said that?
Dr. Kildare.
No, that was a good guess, though. That was a good guess. Actually, Jamie Court, the president of Consumer Watchdog.
Dr. Ben Casey.
No.
Dr. Mengele.
No,
no,
the game
okay.
is over. No, Dr. really,
Seuss.
No.
Dr. Mengele.
All right. Mama will be on the end show on MSNBC
Dr. Hook.
Tonight.
Huh? No.
No.
Captain Hook.
No, Dr.
Mama will be on the Ed Show on MSNBC. Oh, the topic, they tell me, will be Consumer Reports calling out Sean Hannity's lies, Sean Hannity getting an Obamacare call-in center worker fired,
yep.
and then paying her out to gain public favor. Oh, and then the third, it will be the conversation, latest, Megyn Kelly's latest interview with Sarah Palin, in which there is another blank stare moment where you can tell Megyn Kelly has lost the will to live.
Isn't
and wonder what fresh hell yeah. Roger Ailes.
Is it awful that
Pat Ross.
Yeah, I kind of like Megyn Kelly.
Yeah. Well, she's compared to everybody else.
Well, I mean, her and Shep Smith are
right.
actual
yeah.
journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's the big 2013 Sexy Liberal announcement at long last. Guess who won the West Coast Sexy Liberal Lottery for the final 2013 show?
In a world with Washington gridlock, Tea Party obstruction, economic chaos.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
There's only one way to get into the holiday spirit.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's kick back and get into the spirit.
Just in time for the holidays, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to Seattle. On Saturday, December 14th, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and your favorite progressive radio star, Stephanie Miller. We'll perform live at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, Washington. Tickets are available at stgpresents.org. Come celebrate Christmas Hana Stefa Kwanzaa.
The war on Christmas is worse than you thought.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, December 14th at the Paramount Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to stgpresents.org.
Yay! Thank you, Shano. Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang coming up this hour. He's on set, as they say in the show business.
Yes.
This business we call show. All right. So lots more to get to on the big show. This is one of the other contractors.
Yeah.
These the Monkey Court yesterday.
Yeah.
As our good friend Representative Frank Fallone called it.
It was hard to tell which contractor was in charge of what. And
right. They all blamed each other.
And it sounds like the contractors didn't talk to each other, and it was just a big cluster
yeah.
F.
You're right. Here
we go. All of the concerns that we had, which were mostly related to testing and the inability to get as much testing as we would have liked, we expressed all of those concerns and risks to CMS throughout the project.
And CMS is the federal government centers for Medicare and Medicaid services.
Right. And as Howard Dean said yesterday, Republicans deserve at least half the blame for this because they've thrown, a monkey wrench into almost
into
everything.
Into the Monkey Court.
Right.
One of the reasons for the high concurrent volume at the registration system was a late decision requiring consumers to register for an account before they could browse for insurance products.
Right. And then, just because we want to get a sponsor mention in, Representative Anna Eschew.
You keep speaking about unexpected volumes. That really sticks in my craw. Pro Flowers doesn't crash on Valentine's Day.
Especially if you type Stephanie in the box.
Right, I was just about to say thank you, Chris. Maybe that, if they just made Stephanie the code word for healthcare.gov, this probably all would have magically disappeared.
I think it's a little more complicated than that.
All right. And the president, by the way, this is like, he just, this is what's happened. Immigration reform would be something that would be so good for this country and for this economy. And it's impossible. This is like was everybody's kicker story.
Yeah.
I'm trying to move on.
I know that there's some folks in this town who are primed to think, well, if Obama's for it,
immigration,
then I'm against it. But, you know, I'd remind everybody that my Republican predecessor was also for it.
Snap, George W. Bush. And again, another, you know, example of how far right this party has moved. Far enough as to Mike Lee.
Whatever it is, I'm against it.
Right. There's a lot of stories about this. Republicans in Utah,
yeah.
Disappointed, unhappy about the senator's role in the federal shutdown.
Disappointed!
His overreach could inspire a resurgence of moderate Republicans. Just some interesting points in this piece in the Daily Beast. Utah isn't South Carolina or Texas. Voters are strongly conservative, but unlike their fellow travelers in the South, they aren't fire-breathing radicals. They prefer calm, reasonable-sounding politicians like John Huntsman,
mm-hmm.
Who, you know, as you know, has his band.
Wizard.
the
Wizard.
Right, yeah, excellent.
Farm.
The editorial page of the Salt Lake Tribune, the voters voiced their frustration and anger at Lee's antics. One said, too bad we don't have a lemon law in place that would allow us to repeal and replace him. Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
There is, according to the Washington Post, there's now a movement among Utah Republicans to alter party rules in an attempt to block his renomination. Cruz may have won over conservative Texans with his antics, but Lee has created a whole new set of enemies among the GOP establishment in Utah. The simple fact is that outside of the South and a few other areas, Tea Party extremism and brinkmanship is deeply unpopular. He's got a baby face, though, doesn't he? And Sean Hannity on his side. Okay.
That's not always a plus.
If opposition to Lee holds through the next 3 years, the Daily Beast writes, he could lose his seat to a more moderate challenger. Couple that with Ken Cuccinelli's likely failure in Virginia, the Cooch. I do not think we'll have a last-minute Santorum surge. Chris Christie's success in New Jersey and the potential failure of the Congressional Republicans of 2014, you have the potential for a counter-movement in the Republican Party as conservatives come to see winning as more important than ideological purity. So, you know, again, everybody talking about who's going to win this. Well, we're not calling it a civil war anymore because Michael Tomasky told us it's not really a war.
No.
Because they're both crazy. Okay. And the establishment's not, they're not really fighting so far. They're just laying down.
Sure.
Like a kitten in the corner. Okay. Let's go to Mark in California. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Stephanie. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
I was just calling because I was saying to your screener that, you know, the funny thing about the Affordable Care Act is that ignorance is bliss, and I think Americans are finally waking up to that. You know, back in the day, they were ignorant. We didn't know what was going on with our insurance. We just knew we handed an insurance card, and
right.
If we had insurance, it was paid. We didn't know how much it cost. We had no idea. Now we're having a better understanding of it, and what you just said is that, you know, you had a guy call in earlier today talking about he was getting out of his EPO plan, and he had to go into a PPO, which means he couldn't go out of network, and he's completely wrong. A PPO is called a preferred provider organization. It doesn't mean you can not go out of network. There's a different fee structure for that, but there is an out-of-network component. And your insurance goes with you anywhere. If you're an older couple that traveled the country in your RV, you are covered wherever you go. It just means that you can't sell right now there's still restrictions about selling policies in different states. The funny thing about the government website is that this government website wasn't designed initially to have that much traffic on it. It was only after the Supreme Court gutted it and 36 states opted out of creating their own insurance exchanges that this website had to carry that traffic.
Mark, that's a great point that I've heard you know other people make. That is one of the other key things is the way this was designed. States were going to run their own. These are all these states' rights screamers, right?
Right, right.
They had done it the way it was designed, but you know the fact that they're like, we don't want to do it, do it. That's why now there's so much volume.
If you look at the states that have done their own websites, they're doing great. California, New York, Massachusetts, they're all doing great. It's only the places where they don't have their own state exchange and their own website, and having to design a website to handle this much traffic with this much detailed information in 18 months from the day the Supreme Court decision came down.
Yeah.
It's a huge
Mark Howard Dean said this, that maybe it should have been broken into regions, like areas, because, you know, obviously, like you say, there are so many of these red states that didn't want to help. So anyway, Mark, the old smartest boy in class has fired. You are the new smartest boy in class, except, of course, about the part about I told your screener. Jim, could you explain again?
In the history of radio, since the days of Marconi, listeners have called radio stations and have had conversations with a so-called screener who instructs prospective callers on the proper etiquette when calling a radio station. No foul language, no ethnic slurs, but most importantly, do not ever, ever say the following, "As I was telling your screener." The radio host already knows that the so-called screener has been engaged in conversation with the prospective caller. It is assumed that the listener has, quote, told the screener something, that something being the information to be relayed to the radio host on the air. It is assumed that the listener would have the common sense to assume that the host is aware that the screener has had a conversation with the listener, presumably about what the listener was about to convey to the host, and that the whole thing has been a huge waste of time, and that you can't spell assume without ass, and furthermore, I hate you and your ass face. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate your attention to this matter, and also no one cares how I am. All right.
You're right.
17 minutes after the hour, we continue on the Stephanie Miller Show.
For a good time, call now. 1-800-STEP-12. Stephanie Miller.
Thank God it's...
Yeah, yeah. Woohoo! Par-tay. 21 minutes after the hour. Friday's a fugue thing coming up at the bottom of the hour. Oh, speaking of parties.
Oh, yeah. When the Hulk goes off into a vicious rage and destroys everything, he's incredible. But when I do it, I'm an alcoholic.
Right, right. Judgers, Judgy McJudgersons.
Are you insinuating?
You know, I don't normally read private texts, but I have to read this one because it's from our friend Jody Hamilton, Carol Burnett's daughter.
Yeah.
And she just got the Mark Twain Prize.
Mark Twain did.
Mark Twain Prize.
Yes.
Mark Twain Prize.
For American humor. Anyway, so she texted me. We got to meet POTUS yesterday.
And, cool.
I said, oh, my God, how was yay? How was he? She writes back, he was really lovely, opened the door to the Oval Office and personally walked us in. It was surreal. Yay!
Wow.
Yay for POTUS! He smells like cookies and freedom, as Aisha Tyler has told us. Sexy liberal. I'm wearing my Boogity Cheese t-shirt in honor of sexy liberal Aisha Tyler. And there's a big final 2013 show has just been announced in Seattle. And John Fugelsang will join us, as I said, in just a couple of minutes. We had a lot of people at one of the shows that had t-shirts that say, cookies and freedom, bitches.
Good.
Right. All right. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. Ralph in Ohio. Hi, Ralph.
Good morning. How you doing, Stephanie?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, got a question for you. You're on CNN quite a bit.
Yes.
From what I understand. The interviewer, like last Sunday, I was at the gym watching Ted Cruz talk about most Americans don't want this law.
Right.
I can't hear. What did he say? I couldn't.
He said Ted Cruz said that most Americans want the Affordable Care Act. Don't want the Affordable Care
Act. Yes. Well, he is wrong.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I think he was going to make a point beyond that, but we couldn't hear him because he was cutting out.
Right. And in addition, Ted Cruz is.
You're a lying sack of crap.
I do
You're
not lying like sack of crap. Green eggs and
You're
ham.
A lying, scheming, stinking, nasty sack of liquid crap.
Did you read the whole book? No, you did not.
No, well, you did not. You missed the point entirely. Steve in Long Island. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
Hi, good. Go
ahead. Why did I say that again? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a federal employee. I got the same letter all these Yahoos get, and my policy's not changing. And in fact, it says that it has to just become compliant with the law. If you really look at it, if you get your health care through your employer, it's not going to change. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, this is, I mean, you know, these are people that are looking for things to freak out about.
Mm-hmm.
Lynn in Ohio, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello. Hi, Lynn.
Oh, hi, Stephanie.
Hi, go ahead.
Really happy to talk to you.
Thank you, you too.
I just wanted to tell a story about, you know, sometimes people think that the Affordable Care Act is just going to help people in the lower socioeconomic strata, but my sister... I was 47 years old. She was born with a congenital heart defect, and just found out she has to have open heart surgery, and she can get it now, you know, because of Obamacare.
Wow.
And she never would have been able to do that. And, I mean, it's going to completely affect her lifespan and her health. And, you know, I mean, I could cry just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's why it makes me sick, you know, Michelle Bachmann standing on the floor of Congress saying Obamacare is literally going to kill people. Kill women, kill children. Yeah, yeah.
It's outrageous. I'm in a position where I'm with wealthy people a lot, and I just love to tell that story because they're not expecting me to say that, you know. And when you say something like that with a real person, I mean, there's nothing anyone can say back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my sister's going to live now. So could you possibly
Say
back to me?
And you know what, Lynn, exactly. It's hard to combat
those kind
of stories. Michelle Bachmann's
a dangerous idiot.
Oh, dear. Yes, that's true. As is Representative Tim Murphy, Republican of Pennsylvania.
The American public have been dumped with the ultimate cash for clunkers, except they had to pay the cash and still got the clunker. Take responsibility.
Oh my God.
Tell us what's wrong. Fix it. Or try something else.
That is clever. He wrote that in advance. Oh, and by the way, Cash for Clunkers was a huge success.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're trying to use it, something was a...
pejorative.
Yeah, bad thing.
Nope.
Nice try. Okay. Would you like a pre-Halloween story?
Sure.
From the Daily Beast, why the zombie tea party won't stay dead?
Oh, God.
Pull up the covers, everybody. Turn on the
we haven't shot it in the head. You need to get it in the head.
The tea party once again being pronounced... This is kind of a scary story.
All right.
Tea Party once again being pronounced dead, unable to defund Obamacare, unhappy about funding the government. The far right's nihilist wing has nowhere to go but the grave, or so we're told. But in a very seasonal irony, it won't stay buried. To establishment Republicans and Democrats, it sounds like an absurdly narrow and implausible vision. But even though the Tea Party has an unpopular brand, Americans are in broad agreement with its basic insight that only radical reforms will do when it comes to fixing federal policy. Anyway, I'm not sure I agree with this whole piece, but it talks about like the Rand Paul anti-drone filibuster.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they're saying things that the far left, I guess, and the far right can agree on.
All right.
I guess. At the national level, when the Tea Party links up with fellow radicals on the left, they capture the imagination of a constituency large enough to make a real difference. But Rand Paul's wrong on everything else. It's like, you know.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody is saying we've got to stop drones entirely, except maybe Rand Paul.
Yeah, I don't think the Venn diagram of the far left and the far right, I don't think their center part is big enough to make any difference.
Right, and we can share concerns about the NSA, but I don't think anybody's saying you've got to shut the NSA down. I mean, it's, anyway, let's go to Carl in Tennessee real quick. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Steph, how you doing today?
Good, go ahead.
Well, as my ass face was talking to you, no, I'm just kidding.
that
is so cute. Hey, listen, you know what? The most important thing to the Affordable Health Care Act is that people sign up. That is absolutely crucial. But an unexpected consequence of greedy health insurance companies is going to really force people to be on the exchanges more than they would have. Not only just young, healthy people, older people.
I was just going to say this might inadvertently backfire again, as every other kind of sabotage has against people. You're right; it may put more people in the exchanges, which will be better.
Yeah, because see, what's happening right now is all these people are getting these letters. That's because it's in the law that they have to tell you about the exchanges. If it was left up to them, they would never tell you about the exchanges. They would tell you, pay us or we're going to cut
die.
You off.
Right.
Pay us or die, basically. Okay. But now they have to tell you to go onto the exchanges that is an option for you. That's going to put more and more people on those exchanges. And that is one of the most ironic things of this whole situation.
Yep. And Carl, I think that it's interesting. That's absolutely right. That it's one unintended consequence that might end up being good. Yeah.
I think more and more people need to bring that up as I was talking to the phone screener about it. Have a good weekend. Guys.
Okay, thank you. Oh, he did that on purpose. You scamp. He got in the call screener at the very end. Well, that's why I was quoting the head of that consumer watchdog organization that said the same thing, that they're hoping some people are just dumb enough to go, okay, I'll pay double the premiums. Damn you, Obama, instead of checking out the exchanges. Right. 29 minutes after the hour, right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Stephanie Miller.
70 years ago, wasn't a man in this city that wouldn't have given up his family, career, or anything else for one night with her.
Yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 34 minutes after the hour. 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number. Toll free from anywhere. What? Lindsay Lohan photographed reaching for a bottle of wine. It would be shocking if I were ever photographed not reaching for a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
That would be the breaking news there. She's currently filming her show for about sobriety for the OWN Network. She was photographed appearing to reach for a bottle of red wine at an early party in the Hollywood Hills on Tuesday. Could blow the $2 million each. You don't want to tick off the Oprah.
No.
Trust me on this. If she actually did fall off them.
You don't want to kill one of her networks.
No, you don't. She was reportedly acting belligerently at a karaoke bar in the East Village. Well, what?
Who doesn't
right.
act belligerently at
right.
a karaoke bar?
You're at a karaoke
village.
Bar.
Right. She was with a group of friends who ordered a bottle of Jameson Irish whiskey.
Mm.
Oh, dear. And left a private karaoke booth full of trash when they left. Oprah's watching you. Oh, dear God. Did you see the picture of Madonna's ex? TMZ's headline, Madonna's ex kisses like a Saint Bernard.
Yeah.
Did you see this picture? This is
like, he's like licking her tongue.
My Saint Bernard did used to kiss like that. Chester did. Oh, it's gross. Yeah. TMZ says, we now know why Madonna broke up with her 26-year-old ex-boyfriend, Jesus Luz.
Jesus, because he's Portuguese.
Right. The guy kisses like a Saint Bernard. This photo was taken today in Italy. We don't know who the unlucky girl is, but we're hoping she brought a towel.
And a lint roller.
Actually, my newfie used to kiss like that, Pooh Bear.
Pooh
Remember
Bear.
Her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she would literally like snap your neck. It would just be like a giant towel. Just All right. Oh, and another Madonna news. She has sold her $20 million Beverly Hills mansion. What does that come with, Jim, you're asking?
17 bathrooms?
15.
That's close.
Yeah.
That's too many bathrooms. That's a lot to clean.
Yeah. I think all these starlets are, you know, bulimic, so they need one
every few steps. Yeah.
Always are a lot more bathrooms and bedrooms. Oof. I don't get that.
I just ate something.
My God. I ate a whooberry. Splat.
All right.
Well, Madonna's all gristle.
We have another solution for you. The Dick Cheney, Rush Limbaugh interview that we played earlier.
Oh.
It'll guarantee any liberal to lose, God. I'd say, 5 to 7 pounds in one sitting.
Yeah.
Okay, so it has 15 bathrooms, 9 bedrooms, a 2-story dining room.
Who needs a 2-story dining room?
Who wants just one story in their dining room? A pool, a movie theater, tennis court, a gym. That's what it comes with. Oh, do we have our political epicac ready?
Yeah.
Take a listen, everybody.
You're also missed, right. if I can say
Dick
that
Cheney.
I know I speak for millions,
right, millions.
In this audience. Yeah. You were profoundly appreciated, and you took all the arrows, as pioneers do.
Oh.
You took hit after hit, and you remained who you are, and you remained focused, and there's such an immense amount of respect and love for you out there. And your perseverance here and your devotion to service, you and Rumsfeld both, you've given your lives, your country, you've taken all kinds of slings and arrows for it, and I just want you to know that I am at the top of the list among people who have a great sense of appreciation for what you've done.
Well, thanks a lot, Rush. That means the world coming from you.
Well, I'm flattered, but you really, it's an honor to have been able to know you and get to know your family and your friends, and we wish you the best, Mr. Vice President. Keep on.
All right, Rush. Good luck.
Who was in charge when 9/11 happened? Oh, yeah, it was Dick Cheney.
Corn? Huh. When did I have corn? Okay. It's another different joke. Okay. Jessica Lange says she's going to retire from acting, probably because I bothered her on the hike.
Yeah,
that's
it.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
Remember because I blurted out, I love you and Francis?
And you couldn't have named something. Maybe
right. She probably realized how old she was.
That was right when American Horror Story was starting.
Right.
You could have mentioned that.
I don't know.
She won an Emmy for that, Stephanie.
I know. And she won two Oscars.
I was going to continue.
One for Tootsie and Blue Sky.
Right. Blue Sky was amazing.
Yeah, it didn't come to mind. I wish I could do over on that whole thing.
Blue Sky is one of my favorite movies.
I was startled. She said, what kind of dog is that? And normally I'm annoyed by that question. But I was like, oh, it's a great pair. Oh, Jessica. Oh my god!
Ermagerd!
I love you!
Ermagerd. I love you, Francis!
Ermagerd, it's Jessica Lange!
And now it's my fault. Now she's leaving acting.
Yep.
Nicely done, Steph. Way to go.
I was going to continue, but that bitch ruined my life.
Francis.
When she mentioned
she's probably
Francis.
Still bitches about it. Francis! Who says.
I'm sure she's proud of her work in Francis.
Hey, guess who else thinks they love David Cassidy? His love child, reportedly.
Oh?
A woman claims teen idol David Cassidy is her secret daddy after a toured one-night stand with her mom 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's the claim of a North Carolina woman who said, hey, I think he loved my mom.
Oh, boy.
I love you too, David. I hope Donny Osmond's not listening. Since I've interviewed him and told him he's my favorite.
Or Sherman, Bobby Sherman.
Oh, he was totally number three.
Really?
Oh, he was like a distant third. Bus Stop was way down.
What about Leif Garrett?
Oh, not even on the list.
Really? Sean
Donny
Cassidy?
Osmond?
No?
No. Donnie was way up there then, and then David. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
That's all right. More than enough of that.
Don't make me whip out the bad apple, because I will do it. Go away, little girl. I'll do it.
I don't think we have those.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Oh, my God, you guys. And BFF news. Gwyneth Paltrow has dumped Pink as her new BFF. Pink thought she'd found a new BFF in Oscar winner Gwyneth Paltrow, but when the big screen newcomer got better reviews in their new movie, Gwyneth pulled the plug on their budding friendship.
Oh dear.
Gwyneth began ignoring the singer's calls and texts after reviewers singled out Pink as the movie standout. She kept telling people, why would I ever want to work with that dirty girl again? She's so unpleasant and unkempt, I don't even like being around her.
This sounds totally false.
Pink was hurt, but the feisty rocker will get the last laugh. She's going to write a song about a phony friend with two faces, and she's using Gwyneth for inspiration. And so what? She's still a rock star. I just went all the way
that. Doesn't
that.
Sound like anything Gwyneth Paltrow would say.
Really?
No.
That dirty
girl. It doesn't.
She seems a little...
Very dirty girl.
She seems a little snooty.
A little aloof?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I've seen her be absolutely delightful on talk shows.
I don't know her. Bruce Jenner was not invited to Kanye's engagement surprise, you know, the one that he rented out the baseball stadium.
AT&T Park
right,
up in San Francisco.
As
yeah.
you do when sure. you want to propose, right, with a 5-zillion-carat ring.
I think it was 15 carats. That's
right,
a lot.
Right. In fact, he had no idea his stepdaughter was getting engaged until after the fact, reportedly. Oh. He was not welcome there. He is still welcome on men who look like old lesbians.com.
Yes. Someone said,
in which he is in the top spot with Don Imus, I believe.
Yeah. Someone said that the ring that Kanye gave Kim looked like a piece of bubble yum.
Right.
Oh.
It was that
yes,
big.
It was that
yeah.
big.
Yeah. Okay. All
wow.
right. Oh, and in bad romantic news, Clint Eastwood's wife has filed for divorce. His second wife is ending their
marriage. I know what you're thinking.
I was thinking he's going to marry the empty chair.
Is it wife number six?
There's an empty chair where his wife used to be.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a better joke. See, I should have prepared maybe more for
but,
today's
yeah,
show.
Yeah, that needed a little more work.
Right. Right.
Punch it up a bit.
That's funny, empty chair. And he'll just be bitching at the empty chair.
And another thing.
All right.
Whoa.
Oh, Glenn in New York.
He's on a plane.
Hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Hi, Glenn. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you Democrats.
Oh, boy.
Mm.
What? I didn't say I wasn't a Democrat. I just got a question for
okay.
you
okay. All right. Yes, sir.
My question is that if, say you got a child who's going off your insurance and has to get his own, or somebody loses a job, or they're in between jobs in some way, is there a time period that they can go without health insurance?
What are you talking about? You're talking about under
without
the...
a penalty, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
Not exactly sure.
Where are you, Glenn? I'm just curious.
I'm actually driving in a van right now.
Oh, okay. Is there a body in the back? Or no, I'm just kidding. All right.
Not exactly sure.
I don't know.
Yes, I assume not. I don't know. But I guess that was his aha moment.
Aha! Democrats.
On his way to a field in New Jersey where he's going to bury the body in the back of his van. I'm just speculating. Mike in Minnesota, you're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Hello, Mike.
Hello. Yesterday in the hearings, the contractors seemed to pass the buck and take zero blame.
Sebelius and the administration hired them, and I hear they paid them over $600 million. And I'm generalizing because I'm sure there were subcontractors, et cetera. But if you and I got a gig and we got paid $600 million, and 18 months to do it, I think we would probably have it right.
Ah, yeah.
Or we wouldn't have got paid.
Yeah, one might think. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, still trying to locate sexy liberal John Fugelsang.
We tried locating him, but he was no en casa.
He is on set.
Yes.
And hopefully we will see if we can reach him in this final segment on The Stephanie Miller Show.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's The Stephanie Miller Show. Stephanie Miller.
Mm-hmm. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. 49 minutes after the hour, 1-800-STEP-12, the phone number, toll free from anywhere. Oh, Kathy reminds us that last aha caller,
mm-hmm.
the one with the body in the back of his van.
Yes.
Allegedly. she was saying that Cobra is still going to be there for
yeah.
people that if you, because he was saying if you get laid off or whatever, you still can get Cobra for 18 months. So
Cobra is ridiculously expensive though, so you can still go to the marketplace at
right.
healthcare.gov
right.
and
yeah,
see what's there.
So aha back. You Republican guy in a van.
Dillweed.
Okay.
What do you Democrats think?
That
about?
Is just not an inclusive way to start a conversation.
You people. With your ideas and thoughts.
And he probably lives down by the river in a van.
In
you
a
know
van.
Why?
Why?
Obamacare. All right. Kids, we made the big announcement this morning, the final 2013 show. Kids, do it.
In a world with Washington gridlock. Tea party obstruction. Economic chaos.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it.
There's only one way to get into the holiday spirit.
Stephanie Miller.
Let's kick back and get into the spirit.
Just in time for the holidays, the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour is coming to Seattle. On Saturday, December 14th, John Fugelsang, Hal Sparks, and your favorite progressive radio star, Stephanie Miller.
Oh!
We'll perform live at the Paramount Theater in Seattle, Washington. Tickets are available at stgpresents.org. Come celebrate Christmachana Stefa Kwanzaa.
The war on Christmas was worse than you thought.
That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, December 14th at the Paramount Theater. Get your tickets now. Go to stgpresents.org.
Wow, thank you, Shane. Oh, Michael in Victoria, British Columbia. Mama got my Seattle tickets this morning. Meet and grow.
Nice.
Woo! You better hurry. Those VIP tickets go fast.
Yep.
All these shows sell out, as you know. So hurry, 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 and we'll be announcing our first 2014 ones next week, I believe.
Yep.
So, hooray. Oh, and Rocky Mountain Mike, a lot of step heads coming from around the country, as we do
yes.
for our little sexy liberals. He has offered to have the whole cast of Constar,
yes.
who are all going to be there, but do it live. Do it live.
Do it live.
He wrote it, and they will do it live.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live. Thing sucks.
All of the Rocky Mountain Mike players.
Yeah. So I think that's a Jim Dandy idea.
I think that's fabulous. And then there are always fabulous surprise celebrity guests on panel.
Ooh. Has that been determined yet?
I have some thoughts.
Uh-oh.
I have some thoughts. All right.
How you things?
Speaking of big shows, Jim, the Beatles, that was a big show. Ed Sullivan used to say.
Right here at our stage, the Albanian dancing weasels and the Beatles.
The Albanian homo spiders. Paul McCartney talks about ending his Yoko Ono feud. Well, there you go.
What's the feud with Yoko?
He has publicly ended his feud with John Lennon's widow after years of holding a grudge.
I don't have a grudge.
Blaming her for the breakup. Yoko thanked Paul for being sweet earlier this year. He was sweet. When he finally admitted that she was not solely responsible for the legendary band calling it a day.
Oh, it's not you, it's me.
Aw. That's so adorbs.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, we did cover the homo spiders earlier.
We did.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of 85% of us fighters are homos,
well,
according to a new study.
I don't know if you
accidentally.
Because they really just stick it in anywhere they can find it, whether it's
right.
Girl or boy spider.
Dark, they're spiders.
Yeah, they're just horny.
Right.
Spiders are bastard people.
You know where I get so horny?
Need to be disciplined.
Where? When I'm in Seattle. See, that's his song. Okay. All right. In other spider news, how many days do I have two spider stories? Infestation of biting spiders closes a school in Britain. Yikes. They're false widow spiders. The spiders are commonly mistaken for their relative, the black widow.
Mm. I blame the spiders for breaking up the beetles. Actually, it's the biting spiders. It wasn't Yoko at all.
What? False widow? I've never heard of that spider.
I guess they're like black widows, but they're not poisonous, maybe?
I don't know.
They just bite.
I don't know. I hope somebody does a study about hot lady-on-lady ladybug sex. Okay. could you take your organ out for me?
Yes.
Yes. How's about this here? A waiter at Carrabba's Italian Grill?
Yes.
In Overland Park, Kansas, got more and less of a tip than he anticipated after serving a Christian couple, of God warriors.
Oh, boy.
The 20-year-old waiter was left no cash but this long note. Thank you for your service. It was excellent. That being said, we cannot in good conscience tip you, for your homosexual lifestyle is an affront to God. Oh, capitalize God in caps. Queers do not share in the wealth of God, and you will not share in ours. We hope you will see the tip your fag choices made you lose out on.
Wow.
And plan accordingly. It is never too late for God's love, but none shall be spared for fags. May God have mercy on you.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
The waiter has received a lot of support from the community, with patrons stopping by and asking to be seated in his
Good.
Section. Good for you.
Wow.
Good for you. Wow.
How did they know? How did the family know that he
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. Hello. Stereotype much?
Jesus told me.
Wow.
I heard Jesus' voice say in
like
my head.
Ten kinds of awful.
Yeah. Imagine what that conversation...
Don't kiss the homo.
Imagine what that conversation was at the dinner table when he wasn't around.
Wow.
Boy. Boy. All right. In horrible news, so this Massachusetts teacher that was killed.
Yeah.
These stories. So a box cutter was used.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? And she just seems like it's always like this, the most popular teacher in school. She's gorgeous. Everybody loved her. And you're like, what is the hell is going on in the world? The details are unsettling. A teacher murdered, sources say, with a box cutter in the bathroom of the school where she loved to teach. Her 14-year-old student picked up and accused in the death hours later, allegedly after cleaning up, hitting a fast food restaurant, and taking in a movie.
Wow. A Woody Allen movie.
Right. Yeah, that was a weird...
Blue Jasmine? Blue Jasmine.
That was a weird...
Yeah.
The most unsettling question of all, why, remained unanswered yesterday. He allegedly killed a beloved teacher with a box cutter he had brought to school and then wheeled her body to the woods behind the school in a recycling bin. And we were talking about the one in Sparks, Nevada. Mm-hmm. The kid is 12.
Yeah.
And the teacher survives three tours in Afghanistan and gets shot by a 12-year-old at his school. All right. Wow, there's a headline you don't see every day. Conservative columnist compares Ted Cruz to Joe McCarthy in a good way. He meant that in a
How can anybody compare themselves to Joe McCarthy in a good way?
Mediaite brings us the story. Typically, when a politician gets compared to the late Senator Joe McCarthy, it's not a compliment. But in a new column for the right-wing website, WND, that one,
Not Daily, yes.
Conservative radio host Barry Farber, that guy.
That guy, yeah.
Uses the analogy for Ted Cruz to make a point about how brilliant he is.
So brilliant he couldn't read the ending of Green Eggs and Ham.
Right.
Get the actual point of it.
Right.
Yeah.
The column genius. Titled, Why They're After the Brilliant Ted Cruz.
Gack.
If the Rush Dick Cheney interview didn't make you barf already. Examines the otherworldly reaction the Texas senator provokes. Yeah, because he's a weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't have the nation's best interests in heart.
Yeah. When's the last time a political figure drew such volcanic excoriation from the left and right? Senator Joe McCarthy drew it from the left. Senator George McGovern drew it from the right. The hostility pattern that forms around Senator Ted Cruz is rare, if not unique. It's almost as if there's a secret treaty among Beltway insiders that deals with crowd-pleasing upstarts like Ted Cruz. Oh, my God.
Whatever.
Really? Everyone hates him because he's a douche. All right.
Why'd you have to end the show on a story like that?
I don't know, because I was out of homo spider stories.
I want more.
Get those Seattle tickets. It will be sold out, I'm sure, in no time. Hurry! Go to the Sexy Liberal Facebook. The link is up there.
That's right, and we tweeted it out earlier, so go to twitter.com/SMShow.
All right, we will see you Monday on the Stephanie Miller Show.